Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions. My guest, Sister Rosemary Gonzalez, of founder and the person who heads El Hogar Buen Pastor here in Puerta de Tierra. And besides the couple that help you to find a place, and then you have choosing the name, you now have a number of micro businesses, and one of them, of course, is the Tienda Joy. You have an operation here in Puerta de Tierra, and you have another one in San Patricio Plaza. Tell us, a little bit about how that particular business was developed, and who have been helping you in those businesses, and a little bit about your board of directors that help you, these other angels that continue to help you develop this and keep this going.
There have been many throughout the years, but some who have been very special and have helped us in moments when we didn't expect, as for the Tienda Joy, we began by selling, because people came donating a lot of clothes, and so we used them for the residents, but there was still much more left over, and I didn't want to throw it away. And so we began a little like a thrift shop, a secondhand store, and we were selling the clothes, and more people began bringing different things that were not just clothes, but furniture, anything. And the micro businesses all have developed from something that would be of help to the residents in order to be able to then have their on-the-job training and help them to be able to get a job later on. So this was really the first of the micro businesses, actually.
Okay.
And it began that way. Then it went growing a bit, and we finally, because there were a lot of donations, got a place where we rent, and that we call it Joy, because in my meeting with a group of people who were helping me, actually they were classmates of mine when I was in high school, and they were helping me to be able to see how we could help continue the Hogar economically. And so when I told them about the clothes and the things that were being donated, and that I thought it would be good to have a store a little bit more announced or whatever, they right away, one of them said, "Oh, I know the name. It's obvious. It has to be Joy," because they had heard the story, my story.
Right.
And so, and right away, all of us just said yes, right away we just all agreed, and that's where the name came from. And so it has grown. So we've been offered the possibility to have a store of Joy in San Patricio Plaza. And that has been another one of God's miracles.
Because they say a godsend.
A godsend. That's right. That's right. He just keeps on, letting things happen. That we went to talk with Miguel Gonzalez about the possibility of doing something. I didn't know what exactly. And through the conversation with him and some experiences he had in the States, and with Maria Amelia, who is also a volunteer and one of the board of directors, in our conversation, it all developed into having opening a second-hand store in Plaza San Patricio. as something new, something different for a mall, you know, here in Puerto Rico.
Right, right.
And so we opened that, and it has just been a godsend, and has been a tremendous opportunity not only to help us, but also to help people. Because the people go there many times, our residents and volunteers are the ones that work in San Patricio, and people go there many times just for relief. They might want to share with one of the residents their story about a son or about a family person who is in the street, who is an addict, and they ask for opinions and they ask for help, you know. And so it has been a two-way.
Right.
It has given an opportunity for the residents in their self-esteem to be able to be in a store where they're considered, you know, that they can be there and that they're the same as everyone else. And after they've had so many experiences of rejection in the street,
right.
You know. So it's just been a two-way help and has been a tremendous blessing.
And some of the crafts, some of the things that they produce in your micro businesses here of stained glass and there, I was just looking, you know, beautiful boat, which the person learned how to do from a prison in the past. But those things then are sold in Tienda Joy there in San Patricio, in a very nice environment. So it gives them a real sense of accomplishment to be in that, and at a good prices. I mean, good prices they're not inexpensive, but for them, you know, it gives value to what they're doing and what they've been learning.
Yes.
In terms of you say Maria Emilia and your board, and I know that you know, she's with I know that Anglo and Puerto Rican Insurance and Antilles Insurance have been helping you over the years. Tell us about how they have gotten involved and how important are they for your program.
Well, that's another one of those blessings, you know. I was at a mass, a special mass in San Juan in the cathedral, and Maria Amelia was at the mass with her mother. Her mother is a second cousin of mine. And when we finished the mass, Maria Amelia wanted to talk to me, and she said that she felt called to doing some volunteer work and helping the Hogar. And so I was thrilled because I was looking for, at that time, for help in a special way. And so she became part of the board of the Hogar, and then also volunteering to come during the week to help. And it was through her then that we got close to Anglo. And Anglo, you know, they came to see and they came to know about the Hogar and felt very, what do you call it, affing, the word doesn't come in English to me, part of, you know. They felt very comfortable with, or very identified, is the word, identified with the work that we do in the Hogar, and have been a tremendous support to us in many different ways, personally through Maria Amelia, but also through work in different ways, and in supporting us in economically also. And in just
so
different ways, you know?
Accounting, maybe, you know, helping you in the accounting.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, with personnel, they have helped us with and for computers in different ways. Really, they have been a guardian angel to us, you know.
So Maria Amelia,
adopted us.
To put it better, Maria Amelia is the wife of Roberto Fortunio, who's the he's second in Anglo and in Antilles in the financial area, and of course her mother Celeste, ¿verdad? Is one of the owners of Anglo Puerto Rican with Jose Enrique Gonzalez, yes. And now in Jaime. So it's the whole family have gotten involved, and then of course their cousins also, which is San Patricio. So got a nice umbrella, and things have been great. Let's take a break, and when we come back, I want to discuss, you know, where you're headed, which in every business, which you've developed and where you stand, you know, where you're headed. So we'll take a break. I'm with Sister Rosemarie Gonzalez of El Hogar Buen Pastor.